G'day, mate. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. So back home from a tour of the USA. Tell us all about that.
Yeah, the first time we've been able to get back there in the last 3 years since the pandemic came along and put a stop to everything. But it was great to get back over there and do a bunch of shows and do a bunch of writing as well. And it was fantastic, but nice to be home at the same time.
Looking at some of the gigs in the US, you played Boston. It's a big city gig.
Yeah, Boston, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, Nashville, some great spots, and actually a lot of spots that I have never played in before. So it was nice to go and, you know, check out some different parts of the States, and the audiences over there are really just terrific. So very grateful for the opportunity, and hopefully we can get back over there and do a few more next year.
Right. So the Light It Up album, ARIA nominated Best Country Album. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. It was a bit surreal. We were tuning into the live stream at some weird time of the night in Pittsburgh when they announced the nominees, and it was pretty surreal. I can remember, you know, growing up on the Northwest Coast and tuning into the ARIA Awards every year, and just, you know, thinking one day that'd be pretty special to be nominated. So it's still sinking in, to be honest.
What do you put it down to? Are you getting more airplay on sort of mainstream radio stations, or what is it?
Yeah, that's a really good point. I think the fact that commercial radio are starting to play a little bit of country is fantastic. So that's helped in a big way. And I think, you know, I guess the production and the quality of, you know, the work that I probably put out 10 years ago, you always want to make sure your next album is a step up and a step up from the last one. So, you know, I think this one's definitely the best album I've put out to date, and it seems to have connected with plenty of people, and we've been able to get back on the road and do a bunch of shows this year as well, which has been great. And, you know, we actually launched the album in Tassie earlier in the year, which was fantastic. So all of those things have made a huge difference.
So any plans to come back home for some shows soon? Or
yeah, definitely. If we'll be back down there. It'll be nice to get down in the new year and play down in the warmer parts of the year. It'd be great to come down then. So hopefully we can make something happen.
You'll be doing Tamworth in January, I assume.
Yep, we've got our Tamworth show locked in already for January, and then the Golden Guitars will be happening as well. So that's always a big one on the calendar for us, and it'll be nice to get back down there.
All right, well, let's talk about the new single from the album, Small Town. It's very cruisy sort of tune. Essentially, it's a song about breaking up in a small town, right?
It is, yeah. I guess anyone who can relate to growing up in a small town, I can. I mean, you know, Turner's Beach is a pretty small spot, and, you know, going to Alveston High, and you know, small town memories, and it's a song all about, you know, I guess when you live in those places, it tends to be everyone sort of knows everyone else's business and things that are going on, and this is, I guess, a story about a relationship that didn't work out. So it's a bit of a sad sort of twist, but it seems to be getting a good response at radio so far too, which is great.
You've hit a bit of a sweet spot, I'd reckon.
Yeah, this year in particular has been, it's been very busy, but it's been incredible at the same time. And I think, you know, the fact that we're all back doing big festivals and shows again has made a huge difference. And I guess I'm grateful. You know, it's one of those things you never take for granted ever again. You know, after having it taken away from us, we're all pretty stoked to have it back. And, I also want to say thanks to any of the listeners out there, especially down in Tassie, that have got behind the record. I mean, it's been amazing.
So you can have a look at Casey's website, and you can find links there to download and purchase music. I assume you got it on Spotify and things like that?
Sure do. We've got it all bases covered, even for the old school folks. We even did a run of this album on vinyl.
Yeah.
It's been really popular. We did a bunch of shows over in Western Australia on the weekend, and we sold a bunch of vinyl over there. So, yeah, you can get it on vinyl, CD, or however you stream your music.
Single 5 or something off the album now?
It is, yeah. This will be the last single off the album, and then it'll be all about, you know, some brand new stuff next year. And that's one of the reasons I was in the States, was writing a bunch of new stuff over there. So we've got about 8 or 10 new tracks in the can over there, and it's you definitely no slowing down, that's for sure.
Helps pass the time too when you're in a hotel room.
Yeah, that is a good point. That is a good point, and missing home. So, yeah, try to keep as busy as I possibly could.
All right, mate. Great to hear things are going well. Good luck with that ARIA nomination. Good luck at Tamworth. It's a ripper album. It's called Light It Up from Casey Barnes, and here's the latest song, Small Town. Talk soon, mate.
Thank you.